We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On the same page. I don't care if another movie comes out for the rest of the year. You better put out Top Gun 2 right now. I've had it.
I don't care what it takes.
Right. Here's what I think.
It's not my fault. That's the greatest movie of all time.
I think the theaters will suffer. And who would have thought 2 years ago, Scott, we'd be having this conversation? It is such an American institution to go to a theater. If you had said 2 years ago, movie theaters are going to go away super quickly and you're never even going to believe the reason why, you'd be like, what?
Okay.
I think they will suffer in the short term. I think once there's a vaccine, they will come back.
You think the movie theaters are coming back?
I think, like with AMC, it's AMC saying this. This is not Scott and I just spitballing that. The theaters are going
AMC
under. AMC is
says
saying
it may not make it through coronavirus.
And it may not, but I think other companies or maybe AMC will come back once there is a vaccine.
JT and Shawnee. JT, what up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm glad you're back in the studio.
Oh, so are we, brother.
Man, me too.
So are we.
I've got several things here. AMC's in financial despair, partially because they were gobbling up every small movie house that they could to become the largest movie provider in North America. So they're, I believe in the article I read, it was either $500 million or $500 billion in debt due to that. And I think it was million.
Okay.
Dana, I with the last caller, I would think that your accounting is slightly off because you're looking at numbers from the way movies have been made previously. The $65 million for the film is probably still accurate, but the $35 million in marketing, now they're going to be marketing a different way, and marketing costs are going to go down. So I'd say you cut that marketing in at least half or by a third.
Oh.
So let's say $70 million. Now, during the pandemic, what they were doing with the movies, the new releases that they were giving out, they were charging $20 for a two-day rental, which was the equivalent of you buying two tickets.
Right.
So the cost is going to go up. You're going to be paying roughly what you were paying for at the theater. Now, for me, the theater experience was set with special movies, especially something like Top Gun. You know, it's the sound. It's the adventure.
Right.
It's being at the theater. You know, I've got a 70-inch screen and a pretty kick-ass sound system. I can shake the couch with my sound, but it's still not the same as sitting there in the theater.
Yeah.
Trailer-wise, Access TV has had a show on for years called Nothing But Trailers. And for an hour, that's all they do is play trailers. So that's already in the
That's pilot. All they do is play trailers.
Yeah, it's called Nothing But Trailers. Look at it on your TV listing on Access, AXS TV.
It should be called In a World.
In a World. You know, our buddy Tom Kane does a lot of trailers.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy has passed, I believe, the...
The In a World guy.
The In a World. I think he's passed.
I think there was a documentary about those folks. But JT, you would still go back to the theater, or do you think it's going to go away for a while and then maybe come back in a different way?
Absolutely, I would go back to the theater because there's just something about sitting there and watching in that size and sound.
Agreed.
Honestly, one movie that I'm looking forward to beyond Top Gun, because I haven't seen anything about moving the Top Gun date yet. It did move to next year, didn't it? Is the movie Tenet.
Okay.
And because they were going to release that in several different formats, 35, 70, and IMAX, that is a film that I think just by the movie, by the director's vision, you need to see in one of those
formats. But JT, you're a movie guy. You bring up director's vision. Do you know who I feel sorry for? The cinematographer. Yeah. And here's why. Films like 1917
mm-hmm.
are supposed to be seen exclusively in a theater. That movie, in one continuous shot, Scott, one continuous cinematography, unbelievable shot.
It actually wasn't, but okay.
Is supposed to be seen on that screen.
But what they did was make it look like it was shot continuously, but it was not.
They shot it continuously.
No, they did
yes,
not.
They did. And these big, sweeping, gorgeous, epic cinematography type movies, the poor cinematographer, are you really going to pour your life's work into something knowing that people are going to go home and watch it on a tablet?
Probably not for a tablet, but I can get those sweeping shots out of a 70-inch 4K TV.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
You make that couch shake, JT.
How else do you make that couch shake?
All right.
Raising.
Not this couch, but others. This one's too new. We haven't. It hasn't been utilized.
Well, you break that thing in, okay, partner?
Thank you
we'll
for
see what
the
happens this weekend.
Thank
have
you
a good weekend.
I will. Bye, guys.
Be well, man. That was funny. Okay.
You're going to try to prove me wrong, and you're not, because it was shot in one continuous shot.
I'm not going to try to prove
you
wrong.
And if something went wrong, they had to start all over.
Oh, that is garbage.
Yes, they did.
You're telling me
yes,
that
I am.
If somebody forgot a line,
yes.
They're going to start a two-hour movie
go,
over
way
again?
Way to go, Bob. Now we got to start from the beginning.
Oh, wow. You fell down after you got shot, you dummy. Give me a break.
My dad believed in you. I'm not going to make the same mistake.
You know what happens to you if you go through with this.
I have everything I need to have you court-martialed and dishonorably discharged.
The end is inevitable, Maverick.
What are you going to do?
Here they come! Over the air! Over the air! Everywhere!
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the trailer for Top Gun 2.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, give me a break. Release this movie now! Oh, yeah.
Your instructor is one of the finest pilots this program has ever produced.
Oh, my God. Look at him go! Look at him go!
His exploits.
They can't legendary. Look.
Do what, Sam?
They can't look at him go. They can't see it.
Man. Just release the damn movie already. Come on. Let's just admit it. It's not coming out this summer. Ah. Telephone number here, 576-7798. Gina and the others, hang tight. You're next on KMBZ. So close to a mental breakdown as I was earlier this week. Oh, my word. Gina in Kearney. Gina, good afternoon. Hello. Welcome.
Hi. Love you guys. Love the show.
God bless you. Thank you for saying that.
I work, or I did work, in a movie theater up until the pandemic. And it's my understanding that theaters only get about $1.50 off each of the tickets. That's why the concessions are so expensive.
Yeah.
Because that is how the theaters make their money. And one of the things that they're looking at about mid-July to open back up, because they're looking at California and New York, because there the ticket prices are much, much more expensive than they are here. And the studios will make so much more money from those areas than what they're going to make like here in the Midwest with some ticket sales.
Well, they're not going to make more money in those areas if the theaters start shutting down.
Not if they start shutting down. If they're waiting to see about them opening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hear Top Gun is scheduled for November, last I heard.
Ooh.
Well, it was supposed to start in March.
Yeah, it was. I know, I'm waiting on A Quiet Place to come out myself, but yeah.
All right, kid.
So, anyway, on it. But yeah, that's it. On it. That's how the studios, they make a lot of the money. is coming from those ticket sales because they get the majority of it.
Huh. All right. Hey, Gina, be good. Somebody says, Dana, look up 1917.
I did. I don't want to talk about it. Go
oh,
break.
Wait. Well, no. We're not going to break. No, we got 5 minutes.
Nope.
You wanted here we go. Hang on. Here, I didn't even look at her computer, but I already know how this game gets played.
I did 10 minutes ago.
And here's what happened. Dana was going to try to prove me wrong. She was going to take my face like a dog who pees in the kitchen and rub my face in it. And
Bad boy. Okay, now you can go.
And I know, I've been around Dana Wright long enough. I know how she works. And she, I know.
Sitting over here, minding my own business.
Excuse me. Let me put on a little hand sanitizer. I know for a fact that you have spent the last 8 minutes, I have no doubt, secretly looking up websites trying to prove me wrong that 1917 was indeed shot in one shot, which I know is false. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't find one. And then what did you do? You laid there and you didn't say a word because you knew you were wrong.
Here's what I found.
This is going to get real.
It was filmed in a roundabout way.
Just admit it. It was not filmed in one shot. Well, it looks like it was.
It was with some Hollywood trickery, if you will.
Also known as editing.
Filmed in a very new, epic... cinemagraphic kind of way.
Okay.
As if it was one continuous shot.
Okay. Was it though?
Well, it was
not
one shot.
Not after editing, yeah.
And then another shot. But within the body of the one shot, it was continuous. Boom.
No.
And then after they got all of the different shots, they edited it.
And so what they did was they took all the other shots and they put it in together. Mm-hmm.
And it made it
look like
one continuous shot.
One shot, but it was not. Am I right or
am
I right?
This is not a sort of style of filmmaking that's right for every film. It's a very particular film. Uh-huh. It's an immersive experience.
It is immersive.
Within that shot.
Right. But it's not one shot.
It is a sweeping landscape.
What?
Of a continuous shot.
Oh, my God.
It is edited.
John, we have 1 minute. Can you do it, buddy? John, we have 1 minute. Can
Hi,
you do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to do it real quick.
Okay.
My phone's almost dead. Okay, so first
so
of all.
So is Dana's point.
We gotta feel sorry for those employees there at the EMC. And I don't know, Leewood might still be their home office. I'm not sure. And you're right on Top Gun. Get the damn thing out. And then the, they're owned by China, but mostly. So maybe the virus is called a virus revenge. And I got to go. I guess my phone's about dead.
All right. Be well, friend. Be well. Be safe. Telephone number here is the same as the text line now. Just throw a 913 in front for the text line. It is 576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright, or in this case, Dana Wrong. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.